David Bevan on ABC Radio Adelaide.
We've spoken to various members of our community who were stuck interstate over the last few weeks. Karen DeFranceschi is manager of the Lakeview Broken Hill Caravan Park, and they're doing their very best to manage the situation. Hello, Karen.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm all right. Karen, we've been told that one of the people staying at your caravan park has tested positive for COVID. Is that the case?
We have had one that they've actually been told, and they've moved out to Mount Gibbs Resort. So as far as that's all we have at the moment, so yes.
What does that mean for your caravan park?
Technically, I don't really know what it means, but if we get more cases in the caravan park, then that becomes a situation. So these guys were in a private ensuite, so they weren't actually sharing facilities with other people. All the people that are here stuck have been getting tested every 3 days for COVID. They've been doing all the right things and stuff like that. I mean, these people were even getting food from the groceries. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's to say, he apparently rang up the office and notified the staff that he's been told that he has to go out to the Gibbs Resort, that he's had got COVID. His partner does not have COVID. He said that he had 7 tests previously before this one, and they all come back negative. So he was a bit dumbfounded to how he got it. But we haven't been contacted by New South Wales Health to say that we operate any differently. So until I hear something differently, I mean, if we become more cases in the park, then that's going to be a different ball game. So, you know, the next week, as I say, all these guys are getting tested every 3 days because they just want to get home. And if they get their border passes, I guess they've got proof that they've been tested and they're negative. So they're sort of waiting to hear, you know, back from the state governments about their border passes and getting back in. And some of them applied for border passes. You know, some of them been here for 3 months. There's still some at the race course, I do believe, South Australians that are stuck here as well. But, like, a lot of them applied for border passes and then got told a couple of weeks later that they had to reapply for the border passes. So I'm not really 100% sure. I mean, I guess that they're getting a lot, they're doing a lot of border passes, but I'm just not sure what's happening anyway from South Australian point of view. But
You've got people there from South Australia, Victoria, WA, and they're all just stranded in Broken Hill in your caravan park.
A couple of Queenslanders as well. Yeah, so we've got a couple of couples that were actually trying. They had jobs organised over in WA, and they were moving their families over. So, and then some of them have got the appropriate border passes, but then they changed and added a different border pass. So then they had to apply for this other different border pass.
Oh, God.
It's getting like a confusing situation.
Yeah. Karen, I'm told yours is the last caravan park in Broken Hill. New South Wales has taken over the others. What does that mean?
That means at the moment, it really depends what happens with us. People can still stay here as far as we know because we haven't been locked down or become a hotspot. So if that changes in the next week or so, there are other options. I mean, there is the race course. So, yeah, as I said, take each day as it comes.
Yeah.
But it changes.